Ottawa. Officials from the federal government and Anishinaabe Nation, NAN, gathered in Ottawa on January 24 to discuss the ongoing suicide crisis that has gripped youth in First Nations across the province and the country. Chiefs from NAN represented First Nations were all in attendance. Four federal ministers were also in attendance, including Patty Haidu, Indigenous Services, Gary Anandasangari, Crown Indigenous Relations, Yara Sachs, Mental Health and Addictions, and Mark Holland, Health, who joined virtually. Assembly of First Nations National Chief Cindy Woodhouse and Ontario Regional Chief Glenn Hare joined as well. An invite was extended to four provincial ministers, but they did not make an appearance. In his letter to the ministers, to Premier Doug Ford, and to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, NAN Grand Chief Alvin Fiddler stressed the importance of working together to address the issues faced by Indigenous youth in and outside of First Nations communities. Our people are suffering, and more will be lost unless we take meaningful, collective action on an expedited basis. Having each of you and your ministers sitting with us would send a strong message that the lives of First Nations, and our children, are worth saving. I ask you to respond to this request with the urgency it deserves, Fiddler wrote. Dougal Media reached out to Greg Rickford, Minister of Indigenous Affairs, one of the provincial ministers invited to the emergency meeting, about his absence and the absence of his fellow ministers. Rickford declined to comment. As the emergency meeting got underway, Fiddler took to social media to note how unfortunate it was that Ontario ministers were absent and promised that it would be part of the discussion. Haidu made similar remarks speaking to Dougal Media in advance of the meeting. The floor was open to hear concerns from across NAN territory. Neskantaga First Nation Chief Chris Munias stressed the gravity of the situation while highlighting the effect of colonial practices on First Nations communities. NAN territory is at the point of collapse with mental health and addictions issues. You want our resources but you don't care about us, Munias said in a NAN media release. Eugene Tate, a council member of Sachigo Lake First Nation, expressed the need for emergency mental health supports. Sachigo Lake First Nation is the most recent community to experience the effects of this crisis, having just lost a 12-year-old girl to suicide. Chief Sylvia Kustachin Metatawabin of Attawapiskat First Nation highlighted the fact that even just accessing care can be another huge barrier for Indigenous Canadians. Access to care is very challenging and timing is critical. 6 out of 10 of my members are needlessly dying due to the cracks in the healthcare system, she said in the NAN release. Others addressed the need for community workers who focus on suicide prevention and for a better overall healthcare framework in place to address issues related to mental health. The result of NAN's emergency meeting was made clear in Fiddler's words to Greg Rickford on social media afterwards. We have work to do, Fiddler wrote. If you or anyone you know is contemplating suicide or self-harm, call or text 988. Additionally, First Nations communities have access to the Choose Life program started by NAN in 2017.